This call is being recorded. If you do not wish to be recorded, please disconnect at this time.
Okay, so you can hear me use the same dollar multiple times. All right, I'll send out the email, and at the end of our call, you'll see that come up. And the other nice thing about recording the call is that I won't have to take near as many notes, right? I can hand the recording to my virtual assistant and let her take some notes for me. So you've worked there at the hospital probably for quite a few years, yes?
I've been in and out. I was at Sacred Heart for, 15 years, and then left and did some travel work for about 3 years and just came back a few months ago.
Oh, cool. So what do you think are maybe a couple of reasons that, you know, you'd attribute your success to, John?
My success?
Sure.
Well, success, I think, for me, comes from hard work, consistency, and knowing what you want to do and going out and doing it.
Cool. And
I've got two kids, two daughters, and coming up in an old Italian home, girls had their roles, and it was basically at home. And then I had a daughter, and I'm going thinking, you know, nobody's going to tell my little girl she can't do something because she's a girl. And so I took it upon myself to make it to teach her, you know, that she can do anything she wants to do. And today that one is an airline pilot, and because she fell in love with flying, and that's what she wants to do. The younger one is, she's a third-year medical student, and so that's following her passion. So, you know, you can do whatever you want to do if you're willing to work at it, you dream high, and not let people get in your way and say, oh, you can't do that for whatever reason, or there's only one road to get to where you want to go. And you say, no, there's more than one road to get there. So you have to be very creative to get where you want to go. But it's, you know, everyone has their own road to go. So
yeah, excellent. So what are the what is the biggest challenge that you face in any area of your business or personal life?
Let's see. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of it is maintaining, you have to maintain a positive attitude and stay vigilant of what your goals are. But at the same time, you have to be willing to adjust when things change, when situations change, when a new opportunity arises. You can look at that and see, can I do that and be willing to move ahead with it?
Cool. So, you know, if somebody could help you in any area of your business or personal life, what would you want help on?
I don't know. Basically, what I do is I'm very interested in a lot of different fields. And I will, when something interests me, I will learn what I can about that. And if it's appropriate, I'll incorporate that in what I'm doing. And otherwise, I just consider that I've gained some new knowledge. And that's pretty much where I'm at. And that's why I found it very fascinating, and it was only mentioned shortly.
Yeah.
The whole thing about reusing the same dollar. I'm going. I want to know more about that. If I can incorporate that somehow, to whatever extent, it just sounds like a great opportunity.
Along with the PowerPoint, John, I'll also send you a. what do they call it, a PDF attachment that's an extract out of a book written by Nelson Nash.
Uh-huh.
And the title of the book is Becoming Your Own Banker.
Yes.
So that'll be helpful to you as well.
I think I heard you mention that. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I'm very interested
yep.
in that.
Yeah, yep. I'll send that to you as well. Hey, as a part of my training with Mark Borsma, I'm learning a personality masteries course. It's a 12-week course. And if you would oblige me, it takes maybe 3-4 minutes to do this quick personality assessment. I'll see how I do. The first question is kind of unusual. Which of these shapes would you like the best? The cube, the pyramid, the wavy line, or the ball?
Probably the ball.
The ball you'd like the best, and that leaves the cube, the pyramid, the wavy line.
Are we going going to rank them all?
Yeah.
Let's see. Cube. How is the cube and pyramid different?
Maybe a cube would be like a little wooden block, right?
Okay.
And
yeah.
a pyramid
yeah.
would be like...
By triangular. So
yeah.
then triangular and wavy line would probably be the bottom of the list.
Okay. So you said ball first, then cube, then pyramid, then wavy line.
Correct.
Okay. And of the next four things, which would cause you the most frustration, first being the most frustration on down to the fourth being the least frustration, they would be... not being done properly or in order, out of control, boring or not fun, or conflict with others. Again, not being done properly or out of order, or out of control, or boring or not fun, or conflict with others.
Conflict with others.
Okay, that would be your number one.
Yes. Let's see.
The others are not being done properly or out of order, out of control, and then boring or not fun.
Out of control, not being done properly, and then boring.
Okay, out of control would be second, not being done properly or out of order, and then finally boring or not fun. Okay, let me just do a quick chart for myself here. And almost done. Let's see. Okay. The first is called the geotest. That's the shape, the cube, pyramid, wavy line, and ball. And
mm-hmm.
you came out as an amiable analytic, which actually is a very nice fit for what you do in your line of work. The amiable analytic would be somebody that has... a nice way with people. You try to avoid conflict. You get along with people. You communicate well. Seems like being an RN, working with people, that certainly would make sense. The other would be the analytic, and I'm guessing you have a pretty strong science background and have to deal with a lot of terms and whatnot, so that would definitely work well for you on the analytic side of things. Oftentimes, our greatest strength can become our greatest weakness if it's misapplied. So you get along with people, you want to avoid conflict, and that's a positive thing. But the negative thing is that you get along with people and you try to avoid conflict, right? I mean, is that
exactly.
fairly true? Yeah.
That's accurate, yes.
Yeah, okay. And then the second one is called the pain test. And in that one, you came out as analytical driver. And I would guess that because of that driver part of it, the not wanting things out of control, that you have a strong leadership ability in your area. There may be others that look to you for guidance, and you're perfectly fine in guiding other people. It may be that you have a hidden talent that has yet to be brought forward, where you're pretty much working in your own area, but you could actually be a supervisor and lead other people. Have you ever been given the opportunity to have that challenge of leading others?
Well, I've owned several businesses where I've had multiple employees. And so that's in the area. I have been a nurse manager, and that was probably the worst mistake I ever made from a professional standpoint, because of the actual of authority that I had. You were glorified.
You're kind of breaking up there, John. Try that again.
You're at the bottom of the list of having any authority, and then you're at the having to manage people, work with those people, but yet you had no authority to do anything. So I left the management side in nursing because it just does not work for me whatsoever.
Right. Sounds like the politics kind of frustrated you.
Very much so.
Makes sense. It sounds like you had a desire to lead, but the structure in which you were working didn't give you the ability to do the kinds of things, to make the kind of changes that you wanted to make.
Exactly.
Hmm. Yeah. Interesting.
So
interesting.
I left that. And that's when I started doing some traveling just to get a breather, do something totally different. And so I traveled across the U.S. and Canada doing teaching and training staff on new equipment and supplies that they were using, and then decided to stop traveling because being gone 3-4 weeks a month is a little much. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my. So you were still living here in Spokane, but you were doing a lot of traveling. That would be hard to be gone that long.
Yeah. It's not good for the family either.
Yeah.
So,
yep, I hear that.
So now, and I actually work very independently in my position.
Do you like that independence?
Very much so.
Hmm. Interesting.
Very much so.
Yeah. Yeah. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how coachable would you say you are?
Coachable. Well, I'm very open to training, to learning new things and doing things better.
Okay. So if you had to put a number on that, 10 being highest, how coachable would you be 1 to 10?
Probably 9 or 10.
Okay. And if you could change one thing about yourself, what would you change?
Well, I don't have a clue. I mean, I'm not perfect by any means, but I really like where I'm at right now.
Okay. And 1 to 10, 10 being highest, what do you think your listening skills are?
Probably about 8.
An 8? Okay. Now, this may seem like an odd question because you're not exactly in sales, but most people agree that we're kind of selling ourselves, and how we represent ourselves to other people is kind of a sales situation. So 1 to 10, 10 being highest, what do you think your sales skills are?
Well, sales are difficult definition because sales I do not like. I always picture the hard sell. And
right.
In my younger years, I was forced to do that, and I absolutely hated it. Although it seems to me I do a lot of establishing relationships and trying to build relationships with different partners, and that is turns around to increase market share. So from that standpoint, I don't have a problem with that. I enjoy that. But it's the pressure of trying to walk in, do a call, and walk out. No, I don't do that.
Sure. And actually, your amiable personality would kind of shy away from that pressure situation. I mean, I was a teacher for 27 years, and now I do what I do, but I'm still a teacher. I don't consider myself a salesperson because I really hate, the
yep.
hardcore selling. It doesn't fit me or my personality at all, so I totally understand what you're saying. So scale of 1 to 10, 10 being highest, what do you think your sense of urgency is?
Sense of urgency. Right now, I'm in a place where I'm enjoying a decreased sense of urgency.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm enjoying where I'm at right now, and so I'm not pushing hard in any direction.
Okay.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
If you'd talked to me a year ago, I would have had four or five issues that were, that I was just stressed over. And now I don't. I've been able to resolve a number of them. I'm in a very good place, and I'm not looking to make some significant changes right now.
Cool. So how were you able to make those changes and get kind of into a low stress level?
Got off the road. A lot of prayer and meditation. All those have helped, and so.
Cool.
That's been good for me.
Yeah. I was telling my Richness of Life class the other day that I plan to live to be 120. Now, am I going to make it? Well, probably not. But if I plan to live to be 120, it's going to change how I live today.
That's true.
Yeah. So,
very true.
Having less stress in your life, it's a very, very good thing. So scale of 1 to 10, how much of a procrastinator would you say you are?
It's been going down, actually, which is very interesting. In the past, I'd say I was probably somewhere around a 5, and now I'm probably down to about a 3.
Gotcha. So you're able to take action and not procrastinate.
Especially in my job, what I do has to be done now. So it's just get in and do it, get it done.
Yeah, gotcha. So if you were partnering with somebody and they thought you were procrastinating, how would you like them to respond?
They would, if they thought I was procrastinating, they'd probably need to approach me, saying, asking what's going on, or to find out if I realized I was procrastinating.
Oh, okay. All right, just taking a couple of notes. Okay. And if they did that, would that work with you?
That'd be a good opener.
Yeah.
Talk about what's going on, and if there was procrastination, why is there procrastination? And then some counsel is always helpful.
So, if somebody said the following to you, how would you respond? So, John, I think your coachability skills are 2.5, and your listening skills are 2, and your sales skills are a 1. Your sense of urgency is much lower than you thought. and you're a 10 on procrastination. Now, if somebody said that to you, how would you respond, John?
If they knew me, they said that, say, you don't know me, and why do you think that?
Okay.
I mean, if they were important to me, I would want to know, why do you see that, and why is there such a disconnect between how I see myself and how you see me? If they're not important to me, I'd say, oh, well, and then walk away.
Oh, yeah. Kind of let it roll off, huh?
Exactly.
Which really is kind of characteristic of the amiable personality, you know. Since you want to avoid conflict, if it was somebody you did care about and you knew that they cared about you and wanted the best for you, you'd want to know more about it. But if they weren't high on your list of, you know, close friends, or they were more distant acquaintance, you'd be like, well, okay, whatever, and walk away. I get it. Yeah. So
yeah.
Are there any other questions that I should have asked you that I didn't ask, or any other information that I should know?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. All right. And I am going to send you the Becoming Your Own Banker PDF, and also the YouTube video that's the PowerPoint of how to use the same dollar multiple times. And how soon do you think you'll have a chance to read over that stuff and watch the DVD?
Well, let's see. Today's the day before Thanksgiving, and I've got a
mm-hmm.
lot of patients discharging today. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. Friday's Black Friday. I'm hoping early part of next week, being able to take some serious time to look into it and ponder what it has to say.
Okay. So if we set a appointment to have another conversation in, let's say, another 10 to 14 days, would that give you
great.
The kind of time? Yeah, okay. Let's
That'd
take a
great.
Look at my calendar, and we'll reschedule for another time to follow up. And so the week of the 1st, let's go to the week of the 8th. And is this typically, hang on just a second. Is this typically a good time of day and of the week? Is a Wednesday usually a good time for you?
Tuesday or Wednesday are usually good. They're a little slower.
Okay.
Usually late morning, 10 to 11 are usually good.
Wednesday the 10th at, say, 10 or 10:30, would that work good for you?
That'd be great. Yeah, that'd be great.
All right. Well, why don't we plan then on Wednesday the 10th at 10:30, and I can just call you on this same number?
That'd be great, Steve.
Perfect. Well, I hope this 30-minute strategy session was helpful for you, John. And
Thank you.
I'm interested to discover what you liked about the video and the book that I'll be sending you. And we'll have a conversation about those next time we chat. Sound good?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you, John. You take care.
You too.
Bye now.
Bye.